Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
You have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wolves play Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3 versus Iowa in what might be a future playoff matchup. Tickets start at $11. As the trade deadline approached yesterday, the Bulls shipped Doug McDermott, Taj Gibson, and a 2018 second-round draft pick to Oklahoma City in exchange for guards Cameron Payne, Anthony Morrow, and big man Joffrey Laverne. That deal upset a lot of fans, and yesterday Bulls VP John Paxson defended the deal.
I can understand people seeing a contradiction. It's easy to point to, but they're not long-term issues with us. And you look around the league, there's teams that have a lot of long-term issues, and we're not hamstrung that way. We'll have the flexibility and things to do things in the future because we don't have older players on long-term deals.
This morning, Jimmy Butler weighed in on Paxson, saying the team is building around him for now.
No organization is the same, so everybody operates differently. Everybody got different personnel, different players. And I don't care if anybody wants to build around me. Just win. At the end of the day, when you win, everything's fine. You're built around. You're not built around. Everybody's happy. All of that's just background noise. I just want to win at all costs.
Bulls host Phoenix tonight. Bobby Portis will be one of the starters. Coach Fred Hoiberg says he's not sure if the new guys will be available for this one. Meanwhile, the 76ers have announced that rookie Ben Simmons won't play at all this season. A fracture in his foot has not fully healed. The Blackhawks have closed the gap with division-leading Minnesota to just 3 points with a 6-3 win over Arizona last night. Patrick Kane with a hat trick in that one. Nicholas Jalmerson left the game with an upper body injury. Hawks host the Blues on Sunday. The Cubs open Cactus League play tomorrow. Rob Zastrzyzny and Mike Montgomery will start in split squad games against San Francisco and Oakland, respectively. Cubs announcing this morning that they have agreed to terms on a 2018 contract extension with right-handed pitcher Pedro Strop. That deal also includes a club option for 2019. White Sox take on the Dodgers tomorrow. Carson Fulmer versus Clayton Kershaw in that one. Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. The Chicago Steel take the ice on Friday and Saturday nights at the Fox Valley Ice Arena in Geneva. Affordable family fun entertainment starting at $10. Visit chicagosteelhockeyteam.com for tickets. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
The transition is brought to you by Antioch, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Now through February 28th, they're offering employee pricing on every new vehicle they sell, and it's Ram Truck Month. Hurry in today or visit driveantioch.com.
I said what I had to say. It is what it is.
Sure is, man. Can't argue with that. Thank you, Julie DeCaro, for having our updates and our back. We appreciate you. We'll try not to cut you off next time.
One time.
You know?
One time out of eight updates.
It scarred me, that's for sure. Kyle Hendricks was on the show. Enjoyed him. Dave Revson from the Big Ten Network enjoyed him as well. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp, great job, men. And Ray Diaz, thank you for helping out as well. On Monday, Dave Koechner, whammy! Champ Kine from Anchorman will be on the show. And much more. We'll do much more things.
I hope so. He's only on for one second.
Bernstein and Goff are here. They're not here. And Bernstein, this is a terrible day for you not to be here, and I'll tell you why in a moment. But anyway, they are live at the Chicago Golf Show in Rosemont. Are you at the convention center?
Yeah, the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, 5555 North River Road. What's up, boys?
We are. We just had the parade of bagpipers come by, and... Yes. People are
my people
hitting balls and putting balls, mm-hmm. and there's clubs and
old
balls.
Guys are pooping themselves.
And there's lots of men, mm-hmm. manly men.
At least 20 of these old dudes got dropped off by their lady and will be picked up later on at 6 o'clock to just wander around the convention center buying golf things. And it's only $5 to get in today and 11 tomorrow because it's a Hall of Fame weekend here at the golf show. Rock Raines will be here.
Ooh, Ryan Sandberg
will yep. be here on Sunday. So
that sounds like
a good time.
Jason, it sounds like, and you'll learn when you take the toddler to one of those play places and you get 3 hours off and you go catch a movie.
Just drop them off.
Just drop them off and let them do their thing. It sounds like what you said some of those ladies did with their men. Yeah, just go run around there for a while.
Same thing. You pick him up, you dip him in a vat of sanitizer and you put him back in the car.
Right. Just take him to McDonald's Playland. Just, all right, don't drown in the sea of balls over there.
Right. Oh, that's what we have here.
Yeah, don't, just here. There's a sea of balls like none other. All dragging, by the way.
What's
none
up?
None of them have been tucked.
What's up with the bagpipers? Did they just figure there were going to be some white Irish folks in the golf show?
I was about to say, Speaks. Come on.
I think
the old
Scottish
white guys.
They look Scottish. A more Scottish than Irish, and they're walking around in their kilts and
no draws.
Well, no, you're not supposed to have any drawers on it when mm-hmm. you have a kilt on. And they were very, very serious.
Yes, they were.
They took their art very seriously. I think Jason put something up on IG, didn't you?
Yes,
you put
I did. That video Twitter up. And Facebook to yep. see Dan Bernstein's first response. Because I'm going to tell you what today is going to be, Speaks.
Uh-huh.
Today is going to be one of those nutso shows where nothing good happens. Bernsey is
I'm a vegetable.
Running on fumes. He set he laid the foundation when he came in today. He's like, I got to be honest with you. I got very little to
You
got to
pick it up, Jay.
and I'm sitting here looking at my thing like, all right, well, none of this interests me either. So here it is. We're going to slap Frankie for six hours
we
today.
We did not crown a 2017 charity poker champion until 2:40 a.m.
Oh, man. And did you stay for all of it?
I was there through it, and then for the afterward, for the photos, for the paperwork, for some of the takedown.
You're joking a little bit.
No,
your head hit the pillow.
I didn't get into bed until 3:40.
Nice. Yeah. Look at you living like a young man again.
Oh yeah.
Good thing. Good thing you work afternoons. Did you have did you have a Baconator after that? What's the latest you ate something?
Taco Burrito King.
I ate half of a Jewel rotisserie chicken and a quarter pound of Eckrich hard salami mm-hmm. immediately before bed.
And that was after four bomb hits. Yeah. Nice.
The food was so good last night.
I'm sure Beth was happy
I know,
to be sleeping.
But
next
I was
to
there
you.
9 hours.
Yeah, it's
I
mean, time for another meal.
The food was long gone by the time we got out of there. That was after I'd had the prime rib and everything else. The food was, and Danny, thank you for participating.
You ate half a rotisserie chicken and went to bed.
Yep.
Yeah, Rob Manfred needs to do
and
something
a big
about
bag of salami.
About the pace of play at the charity tournament.
And it was a record setting night for fundraising. $120,000 is the initial count right now, and we're mm-hmm. still adding up. And not to mention the best performance ever by a celebrity bounty.
Not me.
Randy Flagler of Chicago Fire made the final table, and I think he finished fifth.
Wow.
Nice.
He was great. He was great, and he had a relatively early call today too, so he had to rally to go. I hope he's playing a tired guy.
Man, that would
make him do method acting.
That would make me so pissed off to make it all the way to the final table of something like that and not win.
3 a.m. and go home yeah. You know, with a consolation prize.
With a big pile of yourself and half a rotisserie chicken.
Not going to the World Series.
Dan Bernstein. Yeah. So what's been up today, fellas?
Oh, so real quick, Bernsey, there are pork rinds here. Like some... There's some leftover incredibly spicy pork rinds that are homemade with like a dipping sauce here in the hallway. And you're really? you're unlabeled,
came from a farm somewhere. That's like,
always good.
That's real cracklings there. That might be if there's a little bit of the skin that's actually on.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's like boutique farm raised pork rinds or something. But they're here and you're not. And
it's the perfect day for it for me too. Yeah. I would just like put my face in a pile of those right now.
I'll save them for you.
Yeah, you heard me, lady. You guys are combative.
I wish you could see the young lady that he's talking to, by the way.
Somebody's going
to
kick my ass.
Oh, yeah.
Today's the day.
This is different than the auto show crowd. Like, these are the guys who have actually shot someone in their lives before. Like, this is
yeah, Dick Cheney's there.
Yeah.
You guys are really selling this thing. Yeah, they're going to shoot you. They're crapping their pants. Yeah. There's no women.
Dan.
Sure, the golf show is loving this publicity.
There's a mummy with a yarmulke on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dan's people are out in full force.
I'm not even sure
right?
That's a yarmulke.
It's not? It's just, his head's too big for his hat? His arm's too short to box with God?
I don't know what that is.
This is going to be a bad day.
He doesn't know where he's going either. Either everybody here is completely disoriented or I am.
Oh, my God. Sports aren't going to save us today.
No, and you know, I read all the Bulls stuff. And I look at everything that was said, and we were waiting and waiting and waiting for the Bulls brass to come out. And what a mess.
Yes.
What a total mess. And then all the sour denials of everything everybody knows. Mm-hmm. Look, when both Joe Cowley and Casey Johnson are reporting the same things and everybody else is hearing it through every channel, it's pretty silly. Well, I don't like what people are saying about us. Well, you know what? Then
quit.
Run a business better.
Quit. Or quit.
Jason, he brought that up unsolicited.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not going to quit.
I'm not going to quit.
We didn't ask you if you were going to quit.
Yeah, nobody said that.
That's because somebody's getting too close. Mm-hmm. That's what that is, because maybe you've been thinking of it because you don't have the power that you would like, and it looks bad on you,
mm-hmm.
and you're the only one that isn't about the business. You're about winning still, but it doesn't look like that. So,
yeah, he was defensive and bothered throughout that whole thing.
But guess what? If what you're doing is the slow play, which a lot of national people think they're doing, and trying to see what that Brooklyn pick is, well, if it's 3 and not 1, and that's what's keeping you away from rebuilding, then you got issues anyway. You got issues anyway. If you're waiting for the lottery to come back to Boston and say, hey, how about now? Well, by then, you don't know what the rest of the season looks like for Jimmy Butler. Anything could happen injury-wise. And then by then, there'll be another disgruntled star that will be available, as always, in the NBA offseason. And then you'll be messed up. You'll be in the trick bag of being stuck again. They did not commit to the guy that they need to commit to.
Mm.
If you're going to do this, you got to commit to the guy.
The message you just sent to Jimmy was like,
right, right. Can you imagine saying that to a wife or a girlfriend?
Well,
like right now, we're good. I mean, and as of right now, I'm building my future
around you. We see this all the time, though. Didn't it just happen with the Kings? Like they said like 72 hours mm-hmm. before DeMarcus Cousins was traded. Oh, of course we're building around him. We're not going to trade him. And then they turned around.
How does Vlade Divac look?
Well,
like an idiot.
Of course.
Like an idiot.
Is anyone surprised the Bulls look like idiots? They're not a well-run organization. I just nothing about yesterday surprised me. The bus tossing of Tibbs was out of nowhere. But
yeah, they brought Tibbs into the Doug McDermott explanation.
They're like, oh, our coach wanted him. It's like, okay, but you gave up five assets to get him.
That's because the player they mentioned talked about him at length in our interview as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And they heard about that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, when Taj went out, there was
he
so
went out
much
of his way to give you guys good stuff on Tibbs, I know.
And then when I tried to open the door for his opinion of Fred Hoiberg, there was a damning with faint praise, and it reminded me of a description of Fred Hoiberg himself. When they said, if you ask Fred about defense, by the end of his answer, he'll be talking about offense. So what Taj did was, when asked about Fred Hoiberg, by the end of his answer, he was praising Tom Thibodeau. It just he came all the way back. It was a direct question about Hoiberg, and it ended up being a response about Tom Thibodeau, and that told me a lot.
But hey, we got baseball tomorrow on the score.
Hey, we got to play this for you because this and Texter's caught it. I didn't even catch it. This was in the top of the hour update that Julie played within the Jimmy cut. First of all, here's Derek. Here's Derek, and we all know this one.
I just want to win.
And then Jimmy this morning gave us this.
I just want to win.
So we've got them side by side.
Wow. Simple as that.
Right? And Jimmy sounded like a guy to me, and I asked Danny during a break, sounded like a guy who felt a little disconnected, felt a little uninvested in today as I listened to him. But either way, he just wants to win.
Yeah, it can't be a comfortable day.
Right?
When you're looking for that reassurance, even if you act like you're not. Like, this is the thing, too. Jimmy's a lot more sensitive than he lets on. Jimmy needs a lot of the star treatment. And when they don't treat you like a star, or they don't speak of you in terms of a star, you know, you feel that for the night or for the day. Now, it'll subside, you know, once he gets into competition, but he'll remember it in the offseason if he's still a Bull. Like, this is how you break down from the inside with the mixed messages and the misinformation and trying to steer people. Like Dan said, two guys had it one way, one guy that I don't trust had it another way. Put it like that. Everybody had the story about how he feels and what he wants to do. I'm speaking to John Paxson, and another guy that I don't ever read or listen to had it the other way. So I'm going to trust that Joe Cowley and Casey Johnson had the story right. This thing is a mess, and it'll continue to be a mess, but it's a profitable mess, so they like it.
Yeah, it's really inspiring. Rick Camp's going to the game tonight to see him play the Suns.
Hey, man, I'm not here to inspire anybody.
Right. I'm not saying you are. I'm saying they aren't either. When they come out there and speak, hopefully you would think that they're going to try to present, you know, if they're going to talk, they may as well put a good
music in the background.
Right. You know, I'm not saying you're trying to inspire anybody.
Sweet Georgia Brown in the background, the ridiculousness, and then they go about their business. I hear Gar Foreman's going to be talking to the media today again. Hopefully he does that on this station as well. Well, and if not,
we requested, and we're
as did we.
Yeah, we were told no, and we also found out that Taj Gibson was told not to come on with us the other day. Remember, we had him scheduled, and he was told not to do it. So, and then yesterday they couldn't say no because he's been traded.
Yeah, what's he going to say? I mean, he didn't work for them anymore.
Correct.
So yeah. He wanted to talk.
So that
of course you could tell Taj wanted to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know it when a guy, sometimes they hand a phone and say, yeah. It was clear that he had stuff to say.
And his Instagram post, he talked to everybody. I mean, it was great stuff with you guys, but he genuinely, I feel like, wanted to talk to the fans in the city and say goodbye. He loved it here.
Well, we're talking to people today, a lot of people coming up and saying hello at the golf show, and it's very difficult for me not to spend money from the moment I walked in to the moment I got back here to our location here, because when you see some of these deals on balls and clubs, and I'm a sucker for a sales pitch on a wedge that can get me out of a trap, a guaranteed one swing. I'm like, really? It can? This must be some kind of magic club, and you're a golf wizard. I want to learn from you. Cast your golf spell upon me.
There's a lot of golf wizards walking around.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just looking.
Grand ones.
I am an easy mark for some of these come-ons here, so I'm hoping to get out of here without
some grand golf wizards.
Yes, he's hoping to get out of here without spending hundreds of dollars. I'm hoping to hang out with these people and make new friends.
Jason, you're gonna.
I can tell that sounds really genuine.
Yeah.
No. I've shook at least 9 hands already. I'm ready to rock.
One guy came up to me. And goes, "Hi, I'm Jerry." I said, "Hi, Jerry."
Yes.
And he goes, "Are you the guy on the score that complains about the Bears?" Probably. I said, because they haven't been very good, and I tend to assess the quality of their play as part of this job.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I like your I like all the shows. I just which guy are you?
or
what do you mean, which guy? I'm literally the nameplate right here.
We've already received that. What are you giving out? I'm like, dude, come on, man. There's
wisdom.
1,000 tents around.
Sports wisdom.
All the free stuff. You get all the free stuff you need for $5 in this
knuckle
place.
Sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. Dave almost slugged an old guy. At some point, we're going to be off the air today.
Nah, there's too much fun going on here, and I'm watching people get putting lessons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning things.
Watching putts.
Oh my God, Aaron Judge has just gone deep. 2-0 Yankees. Against Philly.
I was listening to a little bit on the way in, too. Yeah, a little Tyler Clippard action out there with the Yankees. They got Matt Holliday now. Yeah, you gotta do the whole TNT who he play for before the season
starts.
That's
right. You know? That's right. You gotta
get your mind right. Yeah.
Who do you guys have coming up today at the golf show?
A lot of people that aren't currently in front of my face.
We're going to speak with Eric Horn from the Oklahoman, talking about these three odd guys the Bulls got and trying to figure out who they are and what they do. We're going to talk with Joel Corey. We had to reschedule him from yesterday. He's got football information regarding the salary cap contracts and Bears possibilities. Sahadev Sharma talks Cubs. He of the Athletic at 3:40. And then Dan Hayes from Comcast with some White Sox stuff at 4, plus all kinds of surprises here from the golf show at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, where a lot of people with balls and clubs and tips and things.
All right, man.
Sounds good. Thanks again for last night, Dan. It was a lot of fun.
Well, thank you. Thank you for playing. It was a record-setting night, and it was just tremendous on all accounts. Everybody had a ball.
Have Jason, a good weekend, fellas.
You too, Jason. Good luck carrying Burnsy today, man.
No. I'm not used to that at all.
Burnsy and golf.
Hey, wait a minute. I resemble that.
Yeah, exactly. Have a good weekend, boys.
See ya.
I just want to win.
You made it through the winter, Cubs fans. Spring training baseball is here.
It's got a chance. Gone.
Time to talk Cubs baseball.
Grand slam, Addison Russell.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. Oh my goodness, the baseball purists are flipping out. Why? The beauty of the intentional walk has been taken out of the game. After all, maybe once a year something happens during the intentional walk. It's like buying a lottery ticket. Someone wins, but it's not going to be you. The take your base rule that Major League Baseball is instituting this season was the only one of a number of ideas to speed up the game not rejected by the players' union. Look, folks, I'm as much of a purist as anybody. While I understand the concept behind the designated hitter, I don't like it. I think interleague play was fun short-term, is out of control long-term. But pace of play in baseball is as bad as it is in golf. And in golf, if you're watching on TV, the producer will go to a different player while someone's dawdling. Can't do that in baseball. The game's great. It can be much greater. I'm John Fine.
This week in music history. This week in 2002, the Bee Gees made their last ever concert appearance. This week in 2003, 100 people died in a club pyrotechnics accident at a Great White concert. This week in 2009, President Obama honored Stevie Wonder with the Library of Congress's Gershwin Prize. That same week in 2009, Rihanna issued a statement thanking fans for their support after an alleged assault by her at-the-time boyfriend, Chris Brown. CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS. Hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans. One of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
Getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
I'm the test nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin can wait. CBS Monday.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide and seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in.
Let's go.
Hunted. New episode, CBS Wednesday.
To win Blackhawks tickets, brought to you by Bud Light, famous among friends. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Today's Friday for us.
And our guest is Simeon Rice, who's kind enough to join us.
I think this is a big-time error on the Hall of Fame's part, from the sounds of things. Hey, Simeon, have a happy birthday week, all right, man? Okay, let's drop that one.
Here with your winner, Derek Lewis.
I just knew I had a bigger heart than him. He called himself a man, but he liked to put his hands on women. Forget that guy. I got much more heart than he has. You know, what round they rise and find that. So all the training and all the sex I've been getting, yeah, my body needs some time off.
This is my day.
Woo!
Friday. Yeah, this is my
Norm told me earlier that he's always dreamed of doing some play-by-play.
Yes. Well, the kicker of course, Spring comes out of Moorhead State, and not much of an effort.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
That's what you have at the 34th Annual Chicago Golf Show. Bernstein and Goff with you. The Golf Show presented by French Lick Resort. This show is going on February 24th through the 26th. It's the only place to get everything you need for your first tee time of the season. And we have everything you need today, including Eric Horn at 2 o'clock. He of the Oklahoman. We'll talk about this batch of bad the Bulls just traded for. At 3, Joel Corey with some NFL expertise. Sahadev Sharma on the Cubs at 3:40. Dan Hayes will talk White Sox at 4 o'clock. But you're going to hear all sorts of ambient sound behind us. You're going to hear all the newest clubs whacking the newest balls under the tutelage of PGA professionals.
Yep.
And you already have your own private golf coach.
Yes,
I do. And
your
own private Idaho.
Yeah.
Well, look at that. Guy just walks up to you and says, I want to teach you the game, son.
Mr. Jack Halpin from St. Viator High School has already offered his services, so I will look up Jack Halpin as soon as I leave today.
Yep.
I've been wanting to get into
280 and straight as a string.
See, that's the thing. Off the tee, I am awful. Like,
well, that's what Jack's going to fix.
Yeah, I don't think it's fixable.
Why not?
You know, I know what I'm bad at in life. I keep trying this thing. Well, I know what I think I know what I'm good at. And golf is just one of those things that every time I've tried, I've never gotten angry. I've lost it by the 12th hole. Like, I'm just like, you know what? This isn't for me. And I'm not the guy that's sitting around getting hammered on a golf course either. So it's like,
I
don't have the enjoyment that other people have. But I feel like the energy today will lead me into the golf oasis.
Through osmosis.
Just
don't worry about your score. Just worry about, you hit enough good shots. Just remember those.
That's the thing. I don't hit any good shots.
You will. You hit one, and the next time out you hit two. And those are you forget the bad ones, and you remember the good ones, and it brings you out. And you get to spend 3 hours walking around outside.
And that was the thing as a kid, and I've told you this story before. My pops played a lot of golf. My pops played like 3 times a week. And whenever I played with him, and I only played with my dad probably about 4 or 5 times. Whenever I played with him, he was like, all right, come on. People are behind us. Pick up the ball. Come on. Yeah, and he was always about keeping the right pace, and it always felt
there's
rushed.
People behind you, you
I
should.
Understand, yeah. But I always felt rushed, and I never felt comfortable. It was kind of like the first time driving with him. It's like, all right, are you going to do that? You're going to make that turn right there? I'm like, come on, man. There's a lot of nerves right now. And I never settled into the game.
No, I get it.
You know, so, and now at this age, I got no problem with a person teaching me. It's just applying those lessons.
Yep. That's what I'm having a problem with. It's just a matter.
So today's the day. Yep. Today's the day I get opened up to a whole new world of athletic achievement, which is golf.
You can recommit yourself to the game. And by the way, if you're looking for tickets, you can buy your tickets right now. Come and say, hey, it's chicagogolfshow.com. That's the easiest way to do it.
Only $5 today, too.
312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You email us at bernsteinandgoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We are streaming at 670thescore.com. We have texting and sexting. It's 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The texting is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. You can see over 4,000 vehicles right now at grossinger.com. We have bernsteinandgoffshow.com for podcasting and things we write and things we link to, etc. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Our engineer is Dave Miska.
Watch Porzingis here.
I was talking to Spike Lee All-Star Weekend. He's dying to get kicked out of the Garden. He don't want to watch this.
Whoa, easy.
I'm sorry.
Easy.
I'm sorry.
Easy.
Sorry.
Maybe you were saying that because you saw Porzingis.
I'm sorry, call. Man. I apologize.
Porzingis came back.
FCC, send me the bill. I'll pay for that one.
I'm bad. I apologize.
That's what happens when Kenny's not on the set and maybe a drink or two is consumed before the game.
Wait, was that a BS?
Yeah.
Or just S?
Yeah, I think it was an S.
He doesn't want to watch this S.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Charles, if you've ever been around that process, like, all they do is drink, you know, drink like sugary drinks and eat popcorn before the game, and they barely watch the game. So it's hard to transfer the energy from outside of
the
off
the camera. Sugary drinks.
Yeah, well, Charles has a Fiji
like a
bottle.
Brandy old fashioned.
Well,
or something?
No. Charles has a big bottle of Fiji water, and before every telecast, he dumps a thing of Crystal Light into it, shakes it up, and he tries to finish it before the end of the broadcast. And then they've got their own snacks that are in Tupperware, like little cases. And you know, Shaq's got his snacks, Kenny's got his. So those dudes go from
snacks for Shaq.
right. Those dudes go from hanging out before the show to right into the show with like very little to no prep, and then that kind of stuff happens.
Well, so
kind of like this show.
Our video stream, which you can see at Watch670 The Score, is not in action today.
No, you don't get to see all these beautiful people out here with us today.
No, all I can tell you is pretty much it's everybody is Rosner. it just imagine it that
with
way.
With less beautiful hair.
Imagine it that way.
Beautiful hair.
He's here. Just most people, today we are all Barry Rosner because that's... it's like three of him will come wandering through. It's like a glitch in the Matrix where every third guy is Rosner.
The agents.
Right? It's the agents.
All Rosner. Right. Like they all have track pants
right, three
on.
Three Rosners are here. Two Rosners back
chewing
there,
on a cigar.
Yeah, with a little hat on, you know, wandering around.
They're all doubting life and the reason it happens.
We have an executive producer. He is Nick Shepkowski.
Chasing that farewell tour.
Quit yelling.
Draymond Green, if you could pick it up, is yelling over to the Clippers bench where Paul Pierce is sitting there. Maybe Paul was talking to him, but he told Paul Pierce, "You chasing that farewell tour. They don't love you like that. You ain't Kobe." This man is just sitting on the... Paul Pierce is just trying to get an NBA check for his 19th year. Man, sitting on the bench. I don't know what he said. I don't know what he said, but my God. Draymond Green, they might have themselves a Draymond Green problem. We'll get into that a little bit later, though.
How bad a problem?
We'll get into it.
Okay.
I think there's an issue. There's more than an issue because he is their leader.
Oh, boy. That's an erratic leader.
Think about that.
That's an erratic
leader to
have. You
got two all-time talents, and that guy's your leader.
And he's taking it over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
There's the drop-off by Kyrie. There's that hook, chicken wing with that left hand, kind of squeezing Jennings out of that paint area.
And some chicken wings would taste good now.
Oh, wouldn't they? A little hot sauce, some blue cheese.
Stop.
Okay, french fries.
Hey. Just eat before the game.
Figure something out.
Right.
Figure something out.
Where's Matt at?
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves play Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3 versus Iowa in what may be a future playoff matchup. Tickets start at just $11. We start with the Bulls as they host Phoenix tonight at 7. Bobby Portis will start. Fred Hoiberg says he's not sure if the new guys will be available for this one against the Suns. Elsewhere in the NBA, the 76ers have announced rookie Ben Simmons won't play this season. Kristaps Porzingis is in a walking boot with a sprained right ankle. And LeBron James notched the 48th triple-double of his career in a win over New York. Also tonight, the Celtics play at Toronto, and the Clippers host the Spurs in a late one. In hockey, the Blackhawks started their homestand with a 6-3 win over Arizona. Patrick Kane with a hat trick. Nicklas Hjalmarsson left the game with an upper body injury. The Blues are at the UC on Sunday. Major League Baseball, Cubs Open Cactus League play tomorrow. Rob Zestrizny, Mike Montgomery will start in split squad games. Pedro Strop has agreed to terms on a contract extension through 2018 with a club option for 2019. Also tomorrow, the White Sox take on the Dodgers. That's Carson Fulmer versus Clayton Kershaw. And PGA play of the Honda Classic, second round action. Ryan Palmer leads at 9-under after firing a second round 65. Ricky Fowler is one off the lead with another 66 today. And Wesley Bryan is also 8-under as he's 2-under today through 4. Hey, hockey fans, you can join former Blackhawks player Jeremy Roenick and Joe Aurelio from Aurelio's Pizza at the Chicago Blackhawks game on March 1st. Enter to win by this Saturday at aureliospizza.com/ultimate-hockey-experience. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
The scoreboard update was brought to you by Epson.
CBS Wednesday.
Great lawyers take risks.
And I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
Doubt. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Lady to get too close to, and now Tyler must have heard of it, and now Tyler is just attacking men 50 and up. Yeah. And like anyone who walks close to the broadcast will get speared.
Guy came
Goldberg
over,
style. Like, by our guy, Tyler.
We're talking, and he came over like asking for fist bumps. Bump. Yeah. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, Tyler puts the arm up, he breaks it like Steven Seagal, like just chicken wings him out of there. Yeah, Tyler is not playing any games today, so be careful if you come close to the broadcast side. You don't want those problems.
You know, I wish I had good things to tell you about where the Bulls are right now. Yeah, but this is a bad place.
I'm hearing they're all good. I'm hearing on other outlets that they're all good. This is part of the rebuilding process. Mm. You brought 5 point guards in so you could find the one that you need. I'm hearing all the water carrying today. So, hey, I did not know it was as good as I heard today. Maybe I need to reassess my Bulls compass.
Well, that's what Rudy says. And my favorite part is when they came out and John Paxson essentially said the media covering any Bulls dysfunction was fake news. Dude, you have leaks coming out every single week. Players calling other players. Taj pretty much saying firing Thibodeau was stupid. Coaches spying on players. Sex belts, pulling ties, petty firing of assistants for no damn reason. And we're supposed to believe all of this is some kind of false narrative.
Hey, it's your guys. I mean, they don't have to act any differently than they do, so that's why they carry on the way they do. And as the Spiegel and Parkins show put in a request for Gar Foreman, this show has put in a request for Gar Foreman, and unless Gar Foreman just likes soft landings, he will come on this show or this station at some point.
It's sort of like when Jim Hendry would only go on with Murph.
Hey, all
you
I
remember
know,
that?
All, yes, I do. All I know is that all of a sudden he wants to answer, but he wants to answer certain questions, which is cool, but call it what it is. This is shameful. And they're getting to they are at an apathetic point because guess what? Baseball is starting, and the Hawks are getting ready to make another Stanley Cup run. So if you want to be buried within all that news, then fine. But
NFL draft.
Yeah, at some point. Because I don't understand the waiting to see, and that's what a lot of national writers and pundits were talking about last night on Twitter and on all the blogs and stuff about John Paxson and Gar Foreman waiting to see what the Brooklyn Nets pick ends up being. I believe they have a 46% chance of having the first or second pick in the draft. So you're just hoping that in the next 25 games, Jimmy Butler doesn't get hurt or something doesn't happen.
For every variable you try to control, there's going to be some unintended new variable. There's going to be something that happens that changes what you intended to do.
You're hoping that some player of Jimmy's caliber doesn't say to himself, you know what, I don't like playing here anymore. I want out. And Boston seems like a good fit. I heard they wanted Paul George. I heard they wanted Jimmy Butler. Damn it, I'm just as good as those guys, and I don't want to play here anymore. And I know that Boston may be the next big thing after the Cleveland Cavaliers run is over. You're hoping that these things don't happen. And listen, John Paxson and Gar Foreman can do their job better than I can, but I can also critique it, and I see the results. The results are right there for you. If this has been a successful outcome for them, trading a guy that you invested 5 picks in trying to acquire, and Doug McDermott, after 2 years of him being able to, he was supposed to be unlocked by Fred Hoiberg.
And then blaming his lack of development on the coach that you fired 2 years ago.
Right. The coach that went to the summer league his rookie year and told him what he wanted out of him and how he's going to use him, and they got off to a great start. The guy hurt himself, and then he found himself on the bench because his practice habits were trash. Like, if you're going to tell the story, tell the whole story. But if you tell the whole story, then people see holes in your game. And that's the part that bothers me the most is we're getting back to that weird place of these front office types thinking that the fans and the people that cover them are stupid. That's the part that bothers me the most. You know, you're insulting me when you're trying to tell me that you were thinking something else. No, you weren't thinking that because you started this year off by going out and getting Dwayne Wade and Rajon Rondo. This wasn't a rebuilding effort. It wasn't. And if it was, you banked a lot on Dwayne Wade being okay with you being mediocre.
The moment that I was completely lost was a year ago at this time when Pau Gasol was declared part of the core, which was a lie. It was an absolute lie. And he came downstairs and said it because they didn't trade him, and they said, we think he's part of our core going forward. And it was never true. And everybody knew it wasn't true. And at that point, I'm thinking, all right, well, this is what it's going to be? This is what you're doing now? You're saying stuff that everybody knows isn't true just because you know that certain people are going to carry it for you? Come on.
Yeah, everybody's questioning this around the NBA, and they will continue to question it until – and I just – the end game. And I keep trying to get back to what the end game in their heads might be. And everything that I come back to doesn't make sense. If the end game is you building with and not around Jimmy Butler, then, all right, what are we talking about here? You're going out and spending big money in the free agent market? Are you trying to acquire Blake Griffin at some point? What are we talking about here? Because...
Is it seat-of-your-pants stuff where you're always a move behind and then you justify it afterwards retroactively?
That's what the Wade and Rondo thing felt like. I mean, the Wade situation presented itself because nobody saw that coming between him and Pat Riley. And all of a sudden, he had to make room for another team. It was them in Denver. And, he chose Chicago because he's familiar with Chicago. But, like you said, seat-of-the-pants stuff and... Yesterday's press conference didn't do them any favors at all, and getting muscling up and getting angry too, and calling things out. That's exactly what it is. All those reports seem true. They look like they're true, and the results show that they're true.
This dude's a trooper. This dude was at poker late too last night, and now not only is he at the golf show, he's drinking beer already.
My man,
this is some hard ass stuff going on here. From this guy, and I know who it is, and I'm not saying either. This is the Bernstein and Golf Show. We are at the golf show.
Mm-hmm.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Yes, it is. Don't worry. I've never heard that joke in my life before. Golf? You like to golf, huh? Yeah, you idiots. Meet me in the bathroom so you can catch these hands. From the age of 7 years old, I heard that damn joke. Oh, you must like to golf, huh? I'm like, hey, kick your little ass. That's what I could do.
That must have touched a nerve there.
Yeah, yeah. So stay in your lane, mister.
You have Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio. Like take on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
We're going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down. It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him.
One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
You're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters. My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom. New drama CBS Saturday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Visit hum.com today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Our entire organization was our board. Our coaching staff pushed very hard at that time for that draft for us to move up to get Doug. They wanted him. So, again, it's an organizational thing. So, I guess when things don't work out, you can look at me, look at Gar, whatever. It doesn't matter. But that was an organizational decision. Our coaches were very involved.
That's John Paxson telling you, the fan, shut your dumb ass up and stay out of Bulls business. This is the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. We're out here at the Chicago Golf Show. The Golf Show.
And there are some PGA professionals giving some putting lessons. And yes. I'm trying to sort of eavesdrop here and watch and see. Everybody trying to stay online. Trying to feel their putts with their feet. There's a lot to be learned here.
The problem with my putting is the same as my basketball shot. It's never the same twice.
It's all about replication.
Yep. And my grip, you know, I'm doing the cross finger thing because I saw it one time and that didn't work.
What about the claw?
I have no idea. Like if someone tried to teach me the game, I'm a blank slate. I'm an idiot. So let me know. I got now two people who have offered to teach me the game and teach me how to bring that handicap down to 45 or whatever the hell. The last time I played 18 holes, I was like 112 or something like that, 110. It was not fun.
You know, the other story that is, I think, interesting and frankly a little disturbing is the suspension of Mark Giangreco for what seemed like a relatively innocuous tweet on a personal Twitter feed.
Yeah, something's not adding up.
It really confused me because it seemed like a draconian response. Like that when you talk a multi-week suspension,
it's huge.
That's huge. And if you start doing the math, I mean, that's a significant amount of money that's being forfeited there. It seemed to me like it was...
Seemed like there's something else going on or...
Right. It's a sportscaster. It's a guy that makes jokes about highlights. That's all. And then on a personal feel, like he's not allowed to have a thought because it breaches some sort of editorial responsibility as a sportscaster.
We're in weird times, so it probably shouldn't surprise me, but the fact, like we talked about before, normalizing it is not the way to go. if you can't tweet how you feel about something, I mean, let's be honest. The guy in office said a lot of things about the president. He didn't lose his jobs, right? I mean, you know, the Kenyan stuff and the birther stuff and all that. Like, stop it here. What are we doing? But, like I said, something, it feels like something else is happening there or might have happened before that. Maybe that was the last straw, but a multi-week suspension for you tweeting about the president and the election is weird, to say the least. And a lot of people, oh boy, I retweeted it and they came out. It was like the bat signal went up. It was like, race to the aid, to the defense of, wait a minute. I'm a Constitution guy, so freedom is...
Wait, hold on. I don't remember if freedom of speech is good or bad.
Hold on now.
Nor do I remember exactly what the Constitution guarantees in its regard.
Yeah, it got really weird, and I enjoy the weird times sometimes. But yeah, when we saw that story yesterday, I'm like, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it didn't add up. Yeah. It didn't add up. It looked like there was cover something. Like,
did he punch a baby while tweeting that out? Right. Or what happened there?
I mean, that looks like something where, like, you violated a law or, like, the N-word was involved.
Right, you know right, I mean? Right. There's, like, five things that get you there.
Yeah, there are things you could do that could get you multi-weeks on the shelf with that.
to
Hawaii, Chicago. but I thought that was funny. I mean, yeah. Seriously, you're punching a coworker. Mm-hmm. But, wow.
Yeah, that's gotten guys suspended and fired before. I'm trying to think.
All right, coming up in just a bit, we are going to get some inside information on the newest Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, taking a picture of your wing and showing it to people at a party.
That's maybe before. Eric Horn of the Oklahoman will be with us next on Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Kyle Hendricks.
You know, when I'm out on the mound, in between the lines, you know, you're competing. It's between you and the hitter. That's what it's all about. The confrontation with the hitter every single time somebody gets in that box, and that's how you have to look at it.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Friday. Mac is back.
Woo-hoo!
The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
License T 4358 and MLS 19186.
It's the Auto Showdown Markdown sale at Woodfield Nissan, and they're marking down their best deals, like $10,000 off MSRP on new Nissans. Plus, get $1,000 in Auto Show Nissan bonus cash. Plus, Nissan just announced 0% APR for 72 months on six model lines: Altima, Sentra, Rogue, Murano, Leaf, and Maxima. Plus, get no payments for 90 days. Drive home in a brand new Nissan Sentra, marked down price for only $14,464, or a brand new Nissan Rogue, marked down to $19,215. Want to drive home in a Nissan Altima? Buy now at a marked down price of $18,390. Hurry to Woodfield Nissan at 700 West Higgins Road in Hoffman Estates or WoodfieldNissan.com today. Amount off MSRP may not reflect actual selling price on select models. Example of savings is on 2016 Nissan Titan XD, model number 56816, stock number 361969. Two or more available at this offer: Sentra model number 12017, Rogue model number 22117, Altima model number 13117.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
You have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you